What we'd like to understand is how disk galaxies form in the universe. We live in a disk galaxy. It means a galaxy which has a very flat component. We live in a flat component called the Milky Way, and we know that more than 80% of all galaxies have disks. So that's a very important thing to understand, which is, where do these disks come from? How do they form? Because disks are very thin, and the universe looks very violent. How do you make something which is thin and delicate in a violent, fast-moving, fast-evolving universe? So what we'd like to understand is just how disks form, disk galaxies form. Then you have to ask yourself, well, where do you find a nice, pristine disk which hasn't been disturbed by something falling through it, collisions with a nearby galaxy or something like that? So if you look around, you have to go beyond the local group of galaxies to find such a beast. There is one in our local group called M33. That's just been studied very recently by the Cambridge group. But beyond that, you'd go to the Sculptor group. That's the nearest group of disk galaxies. And it's a group of something like a dozen galaxies, most of which are disks. And it's not interacting. Each galaxy can be thought of as isolated and pristine, if you like. Now, that galaxy group is stretched out in sort of like a sausage or a rugby ball, with the long axis pointing towards us and away from us. And the closest of that group is NGC 300. So that's why we chose NGC 300. It's the most pristine disk, the closest pristine disk beyond the local group.